Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. And we're live. Coming at you live. I just realized what that's from every time I say that in my head. Because, like, coming at you live. The Dirty D. Do you remember that porn guy? Speaking of early
2000s.
No. Oh, it was, like, kind of gross. Don't look at him. Dirty D.
Remember Church of Fudge?
At the adult film
No, Church of Fudge.
You never saw Church of Fudge?
No.
You never seen Church of Fudge?
No, what's Church of Fudge?
Church of Fudge is like, it's like a priest and a nun, and naturally they're speaking German.
I can guess how this video goes from here now.
How's it go? Take a guess. How's Church of Fudge go?
Well, we have German.
Does the priest shit on the nun?
Or in her mouth. Right in her mouth. Yeah. She just starts sucking it out of his butthole. It is. And there's like this big fart noise and her cheeks like swell up like a chipmunk. She keeps going, deflage, deflage. And there's this holy music playing in the background.
What's the name of it again?
Church of Fudge.
Oh, fuck.
Why Germans, what's up with the Germans, really?
Bunch of repression and strangeness.
I guess, yeah.
It was just super brutal and strict. Like, have you ever heard their fairy tales? Oh my god.
Yeah. The Hansel and the Gretel. The old lady ate the flesh.
Those children are always getting eaten and fucked up.
Those naughty little children. Grandmother will eat your cheeks literally.
You little beasts.
Shit you into your dad's mouth.
Augusta, save some for later.
Ooh, feed me, Papa! Feed me!
Hey, Brian, is there any, like, situations where they might, like, sound really mean and then not so mean?
Perhaps if they ordered a drink.
Yeah.
It's one of my bits. They're referring to one of my bits. I do that bit.
Go ahead, do it.
Like, bring away your viral magic.
Just do the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the way that German people speak is either super aggressive and sounding like Hitler, or very silly and flirtatious, like a gay man trying to lure you, or a guy trying to lure you into a gay orgy or a gay bathhouse. I'm fucking up my own joke.
Yeah. People will get it as soon as you do it.
I don't want to do it.
Just do it. Then we'll do it.
Come on, monkey, do it for us.
So there's a German guy at a bar, and he's trying to order a drink. Can't get the waitress's attention. He's just seething. And finally, she looks over at him, and he goes, I have the Leinenkugel! What kind, you have asked? Is this some shandy, please?
Wonderful.
Sorry for shouting at you. We're now at this discotheque.
It's like my favorite.
I love it.
Favorite bit. Oh, man. Und Papa.
I've been squeezing that in there with like a solid 8-minute chunk of dick talk. It's been going great.
Papa, feed me another schnitzel, please.
This schnitzel was not what I thought it was.
Schnitzel's great.
Schnitzel's great.
I always assumed that Wiener Schnitzel was some sort of hot dog shaped thing.
Oh, no.
I thought it was some sort of a specific sausage, yeah. Not some...
Well, you're thinking of Vienna sausages.
No, but Vienna sausages. Yeah.
But Wiener Schnitzel was a like hot dog chain. That was like a hot dog, so that's where I think that misinformation came from.
I feel like the
word
is really what's making it in my head seem...
Yeah.
I bet I know what they didn't serve at the Wiener Schnitzel. Hebrew Nationals.
Would have been a poor taste.
Yeah, it would have been, really. Or it could have been like interpretive, like inclusive. Like,
look how much we've changed.
Sorry, we killed 6 million of you. In the future, would you like a shitty chain restaurant to sell Hebrew Nationals? They're kosher, right?
Also casinos.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So they're blessed by a rabbi?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't it just like a really busy rabbi walking by with like bats and shit?
I feel if you're
making the sign of the cross. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's the sign of the Christ.
He's just walking around Texas.
No, that's Christian.
What do you have to do?
That's true.
Jews aren't doing sign of the Christ. The ceremony.
What do you got planned today, Rabbi David? Ah, I got a bunch of hot dogs. I got to go to...
It's my turn to bless the hot dogs.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys, doing it.
Yeah. Oh, man. My goodness.
What's the new network we're on?
Oh, yes. We're coming. This is our second episode on Above Below Entertainment. Thank you for listening and your patronage. A lot of great podcasts we got going on there on the new network, including ours. Anyways, how about them Cavs, gentlemen? Last night was opening night, opening tip-off.
Fantastic.
I didn't even watch much of it.
Yeah. Really?
Brothers Lounge.
Oh, how was that?
Not super great.
Yeah.
I watched that Cavs game, but...
That Cavs game was fun. I was hoping they would hold that lead. We got to learn to hold a fucking lead.
18 points.
Yeah.
Same as last year.
I know.
I don't know. It's going to take them a while to figure out how to play with one another, though.
Kyrie didn't do much.
No.
Yeah, he did,
but then again,
22 points. He had 10 assists.
22 and 10 is like a, you know...
That's respectable, but like...
good, but you have to... You can't be the focal point of the offense and go 22 and 10.
Right.
They need you to drop 30.
Yeah.
That's what you went there to do. And then, honestly, the Gordon Hayward injury. Gruesome. I have a really hard time feeling bad for Gordon Hayward because of just how much money he's already played doing it.
I don't feel bad for him,
he's...
But I just want to see if Kyrie can keep the assist thing going. Do you think he's going to?
He could, but he's got to be a 30 and 10 guy then.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's their secondary scorer now? Al Horford?
It's right now, I mean, Jaylen Brown had a good game.
He scored like 25. Who knows? Jaylen Brown isn't anything I'm ready to call an asset.
No.
I mean, now he's alone. He wanted to be the man, and now he's alone.
Yep.
And... it sucks that happened to Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious that all of that Kyrie thought he had going for him is gone.
I did feel a little bit of elation for that. It was cool that they didn't play that video that all the players got.
That's hilarious. That's so tone deaf that you think that Cleveland would want to see that fucking
video. Who? Did Dan Gilbert sanction that?
I don't know.
Did they?
I'm just going to blame Dan Gilbert.
Did they post that?
No. Well, if anybody didn't know the story, the Cavs produced a Kyrie tribute video, and we're going to play it sometime in the stadium or whatever. But first of all, he got viciously booed before they ever did it. And then I guess the fucking Cavs players had a big problem with that. So they couched it, which is good. Like, who the
I
fuck?
Agree.
Why would you play?
Yes.
He didn't leave in free agency.
Tone deaf
he demanded a fucking trade.
How tone deaf is it that you would possibly think? He not that he just demanded a trade.
Yeah.
He also wants to go and make those fucking comments about a real sports.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Eat 1,000 dicks. Fuck you for forever.
They booed him like
every
time we
touched. Goddamn right where they're going to boo him into the, like, fucking back to Boston. I mean, that's what he deserves. And to think that it would be possible that people would sit back and have a nice moment of reliving our Kyrie memories. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with?
So what, do they got? They got to wait longer? You'd not fuck Kyrie forever.
Fuck Kyrie forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Forever, ever?
You get that shot, and he was good on our team. And he wants to go. He made our team better.
Yeah. It's just sad.
He made our team better by leaving.
This season seems really...
I don't think he made our team really better by leaving. And...
Yeah. I think this season's going to be a weird schlog where they're not going to be, like, super good. Like, and there's people are going to be asking LeBron if he's going to leave... Starting next month, you know what I mean. Anytime they hit a rough patch,
just
like they're gonna say,
enjoy
"I'm just telling you how it's gonna be."
And also, stay, motherfucker. Fucking just stay.
He wrote the land in his shoes, so.
Huh?
In one of his pairs of shoes, it says the land in it. So
yeah,
it's pretty.
He did an interview though yesterday that I read with GQ, and it sounded less than ideal.
Less than. Well, he's got a lot of TV shows to produce, so, you know, if he's got to go somewhere else.
Here, I'll read you the last paragraph. He hates fucking Dan Gilbert, which, like, brings me such delight, because I hate Dan Gilbert. You know, he's a fucking douchebag. But, anyways, he didn't mention him by name again, and like he did at that barbershop video, you know, he's like the owner. They asked him about the letter, mm-hmm. and they said, "Did you feel there's any racial undertones?" And he said, "Yeah, I did actually." And it's like mm-hmm. that owner, like blah blah blah, and it's like ooh. And then I'm trying to pull it up. GQ.
I like the one he did with Dwayne Wade, where they're just being buddies.
Oh yeah, and he said how cheap he was.
Yeah, it wasn't even that one, but that was funny too. He got a free Pandora subscription out of it.
Dango, what should build is that fucking building. I'm gonna say it every time you bring Dango over it up.
Hey, what?
More people should be talking about how fucking shitty that is.
What?
Oh, that build out of the fucking building, man. Build out of the building.
Oh, the casino?
Yes.
Yeah, that, and he extorted the fucking Cuyahoga County for like $240 million for a stupid upgrade, too.
You use the word extort a lot.
Because people get extorted.
Right, but you still use it a lot.
Do I? I never
you just talk that. About extortion all the time. It's always that's always Ryan's thing. You guys hear about the latest extortion in the news?
Yeah, you did. With that,
do you have a Google alert for extortion?
It's because the world is unjust, motherfucker. What do you want?
I understand that.
I don't know. I can't find it. Basically, he calls everybody in Ohio.
You can't find a fucking GQ
I can
article?
Find it. I can't find the specific quote I'm looking for. Oh. And you fuckheads won't bail me out, and I have to keep talking to avoid uncomfortable silence. So fucking do your job. I can find a thing.
This is not a job.
All right. Well, do your fucking hobby.
I will do my hobby.
Anyways, LeBron's leaving is what I'm saying.
And, I think he's going to stay here forever.
I hope he does.
And I think him and Kyrie are going to get back together. Everyone's going to forgive Kyrie, too. And everything's going to be great. We're going to win 5 championships in a row. And the Indians are going to win the World Series.
Yes.
So I'm an optimistic motherfucker.
Well, more power to
and
you.
And the Browns are going to win 7 games.
7 games.
In 2 years. In 2 years.
Oh, man. What a clusterfuck the Browns are.
They're going back to Kaiser.
And, well, that's all right.
Hogan's ribs are hurt, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what okay. It is.
Man, that
He's down to third. He's third string now.
That was a brutal showing.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
Why are you fucking calling, like, 30-yard out passes with fucking Kevin Hogan, who has a baby arm? Like,
he was
nowhere near
crushing on deeper throws when he would come in relief of DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, because like,
I was like...
Because he was just hitting them down the seam and
because everybody was like, hey, let's blitz this fucking guy. Yeah. Like, he's never played court. He played, he's fucking Kevin Hogan.
Man, he just played some really... He had some really shitty throws.
Yeah.
Real shitty.
Hugh Jackson.
Very high. Very fucking high throws.
I gotta say.
Very high.
Hugh Jackson fucking gotta go, man.
No. Get the fuck out of here. You can't already be calling for Hugh Jackson.
He's the one panicking, doing stupid shit to try to save his job.
Maybe he's trying to save morale on the team. I don't think any of these young kids want to just lose every fucking game and be the joke of the NFL.
Well, neither does DeShone Kizer,
but
how
you need for this young talent to have some fucking wins, or else they will keep shutting down and you're not going to see what you have. It's what keeps happening with the Browns. They got to win a couple games this year.
Then they got to coach fucking better. They got to fucking run the goddamn ball.
Isaiah Crowell is not the answer. Start
then put
Duke,
out
who is. Let's
but
see
Duke Johnson.
I'd like to see more. Yeah, Duke Johnson.
Why? He's their only fucking playmaker. They should give it to him every fucking down.
Are you saying that
literally.
Higgins and Lewis are not playmakers? Are you
no,
saying
I think
our
they're...
core of wide receivers that were
Williams or Kaysen Williams, whatever his name is, yeah. I like him.
He hasn't played.
He's had some good catches.
Yeah. The last game he played a decent amount.
There's been some fun plays this season. Just this last game was so bad. Was there a single highlight?
The first
Jets game too.
The first two series were good in that game. That was it. I was very. I even said, "Come on, Hoagie," a couple of times. And
Myles Garrett got in the sack.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. I like our defense.
I don't understand. See, it is coaching, though. You have 5 to 6 legitimate starters on defense. You have, Jason McCourty's a fucking pro bowler. Myles Garrett is fucking generational talent.
I'm not ready to go there.
Well, he's fucking great.
He's been good so far. Yes.
Okay. Danny Shelton is a legitimate starter. Ogba hasn't really done shit this year, but last year...
Nothing.
Uh-uh. And then you got Jamie Collins and Christian Kirksey. Like, that's a fucking solid... That's six that's plays. Base, yeah. Yes. And
the defense did look good at times. Yeah. But, like, the offense the is so much, really yeah. getting their asses beat.
No, I know.
They are really getting their asses beat.
I still don't understand scheme sometimes. Like, they're still fucking playing
Peppers deep.
Yeah. Him way deep and out of position, even. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... They drop people in the... They drop Danny Shelton in the coverage... In, for a play.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand what... They try to outsmart themselves. Same with fucking Hugh Jackson. Like, run the ball. Like, don't fucking do these weird, stupid formations that never work with, like, a team of 21-year-olds.
Hmm.
They never call play action because they never establish the run. That would help immensely. That, especially DeShone Kizer, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They do inexplicable, like, stupid... shit, and it hasn't corrected itself. You've won one game. You fucking butt fuck your way into fucking three wins. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. How do you not win a game?
Yeah, just playing like regular, not trying to outsmart a football. Yes. You can win three games.
Yes.
You need some sort of home run hitters. Duke I know, Johnson they... might be it.
Play Duke Johnson what? As a slot receiver. I don't play understand. Why I don't...
Get yeah. in the fucking football.
Get in the ball wherever you can. Like what the Redskins are doing with the Chris Thompson.
What's Justin Blackmon doing? Let's bring
I think
him
he's
back.
Out of the.
Let's bring him back.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Let's get him and Josh Gordon and just fucking.
Did Josh Gordon ever apply for reinstatement?
Not yet.
He forgot about that.
No, he did just have an article about like finally going through rehab like yeah, seriously.
I did see that.
And taking it serious this time, which and LeBron was talking about it, like sharing it. It was an interview he did on LeBron's network.
The uninterrupted.
Yeah.
What's he been doing? Like,
been going to rehab.
Yeah.
That whole time?
Yeah. I guess he's been in and out a couple of times.
Yeah, he's been in and out a bunch of times. And then, like, this pet, he's, I think he spent, like, the last, like, 3 months in, like, a pretty, like, serious rehab. Like, not just doing, like, the fucking get through it thing.
I mean, like, he's an idiot, but, you know, man, like.
He's a fucking talented dude.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, he did the way he explained it, like, you know, when you fucking have like a rough fucking upbringing, you know what I mean, and like you get money and shit like that and you don't deal, like, he's still a kid. He was a kid when he got all that fucking money and mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah,
I don't know, if I was 21 and I had like $8 million, like, I wouldn't be alive.
This brings us back to paying college football players.
Yeah. I
doesn't have to. We can talk about something else.
But, like, he's right there. Like, that's yeah. my point on why, like, a big reason you don't pay these kids a whole bunch of money.
But you can put it in a... have them not have access to it. Just let them bank something.
Or it could be something that comes along or even earlier where they're... To give them an opportunity to learn how to manage the money.
No.
There's got to be something like why, that.
Why? I mean,
like that.
These kids that are rookies in the NFL, like, they tell them what to do, but people still go broke all the time and do wild shit.
Yeah, huh? Then people are going to do wild shit.
You're in a setting where you're walled off from the rest of everybody else. The rules don't fully apply.
Yeah.
And you're the kings of the school. And you want to give these kids a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah, but you're taking away that, like, that's a fucking... That's work. Well, like, that's the value that society sets a value for their service. They devote all their time and energy.
That's
like
the
every
minor
waking
leagues,
moment.
The way
yeah,
it is with
exactly. So
with football or with
it's not
baseball.
Like, making,
like that's the what that's what
yeah,
it should be.
It's not
like, get
for,
rid of college football.
Yeah,
I'm so fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely, it's not like
they're
going to
get rid of
free.
Basketball.
It's like they're making a monetary profit for people that aren't them. Based on like the work that they're doing.
Do you
like,
see what they're doing with the G League now? They just changed the D League to the G League. It's the Gatorade League now, and they made it so 18-year-olds can go in. So they don't have to do a year at college. They still have to do a year at least there, but they're gonna make that so that kids don't have to go to colleges. Yeah,
oh, that's cool. Yeah, well,
but
that's
you're still most of the talent's gonna go to the NCAA.
Motherfucker, there was a fucking federal investigation. That's how crooked these institutions
yeah,
are. The FBI.
There's going to be a switch.
Yeah. The FBI fucking was involved in the scam that fucking Rick Pitino got fired for. He's going to go to fucking jail, too. For perjuring himself.
I know. I just...
That's insane! Like, that's...
People want to go to, like, you want to play for North Carolina, you want to play for Duke, you want to play for UNC.
Well, not now that they're definitely not paying them any Adidas money. None of these schools anymore. But that's the thing. So they're artificially capping, they're paying them anyways, right? And they're capping their value at $100,000 while Rick Pitino pockets like the other.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. That's illegal as shit. They should be fucking prosecuted. So I don't, you can't.
Was anybody
that.
Extorted?
They were extorted, yes. Indeed.
Who was extorted?
Yes, so
I just think the way it's going to go though is there's going to be a lot of guys
absolutely.
Going into the G League that are going to be the guys that weren't the top prospects, but they're going to start killing it in the league faster because they're going to have different experiences. They're going to be playing against hungrier dudes.
I
could see like I'm talking that first round pick. I'm talking those second round picks. Like the bubble picks, just outside the lottery picks.
That's not going to be enough.
But those guys are going to. I'm not saying it's going to completely shut it down, but I think it's going to start a shift. And within the next 10 years, you're going to see a lot less dudes going to college, just like he did when it was.
Be interesting, and the Pitino shit. Yeah, that's all super wrong. But what he did was super against the rules. It's not like the rules are
right.
You can't make the rules that's okay, and you can't pay the players.
Right, so we just get rid of the programs.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Yeah. If you want to start a different league that you know takes players away from it, fine. I don't think that the G League, the Gatorade League, is going to make that big of a dent, at least for a while.
I think within 10 years.
Didn't the NFL, like, I thought the NFL was trying to start.
Especially once they're going to be able to, the NFL would love for this to happen. It's just NFL, that's so much bigger. Like, college football is so much bigger than college basketball. College basketball is big. But it is not. It's March. March Madness. Yeah. That's a money month. The rest of the season is pretty minimal.
College basketball games are hard to fucking watch, man, because they all suck.
Yeah,
they score 40 points.
It is super weird to see like a Michigan State or a UNC drop like a 56 point game. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But I do love March Madness. Love
the March show. Madness,
sure,
great.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Fun. But that's what it's gonna come to that, and it's gonna get to that point where kind of the best years of March Madness were those years when LeBron and everybody wasn't going to there. Like when it was still high schoolers that could go in, that made good March Madness because you had these 4-year seniors, like just the guys that weren't gonna make the NBA unless they were like real lucky, like maybe one or two players. But for the most part, they were just these guys that were like literally playing it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
What was that guy that played for West Virginia? Pitt Snoggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Pitt Snoggle.
Yeah, Pitt Snoggle. That was a fucking great.
It's a fun name.
That was
Pitt
a good one.
Snoggle. Who was the guy from a couple years ago? This is after they made the rule, but he played for Ole Miss. He was the white kid and like was flipping people off. Marshall something?
Yeah, who was that? What was his name?
Oh, fuck.
He had like a neck tattoo.
I remember who you're talking about. Dirty white boy.
Yeah, oh yeah, super dirty white boy.
I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
I think there should be a tournament bigger than 4 teams for the college football playoffs.
I think so too.
I want like a 16
team. Oh, it'd be great.
16 would be amazing.
Sure. That's what high school is, and football championship series, which is the level below Division 1 bowl series.
And that's really exciting shit. The FCS championship is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Four or five more games.
Didn't Youngstown State win in like super dramatic fashion last year?
I believe so.
Yeah, and like I mean, you'll see like a possible contention from like a maybe Western Michigan would have gotten hot. Maybe you know, even a TCU or Boise State.
Sure.
Give them a shot. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And then make it so that losing one fucking game during the season doesn't mean that your chances are crushed. Or if you lose two games, you're just out.
Or, unless you're Ohio State and always lose the second game to your ranked opponent, just by attrition, you always end up in the playoff because they'll end up losing too. And you'll win out because you played weak-ass fucking Big Ten
school. Yes.
Fuck Ohio State. I don't
give a fuck. You get hot off those fucking weak-ass schools, and then you take on Michigan, you take on the Big Ten championship, with maybe a Wisconsin, Penn State, or Iowa at some point
later. Penn State looks good for a while, or somebody
Penn
like that.
Penn State's fucking, what, fourth, third?
Fuck those boy touchers.
Fuck, they should have given them the death penalty.
They absolutely. They I can't believe penalty. They gave them 2 years suspension. Yep. It was like reduced Bullshit. From. I couldn't Bullshit. Believe that. Mm. The most egregious scandal in college fucking football
one of the
history.
More egregious scandals in
sports
American
history.
History.
Yeah,
it is. That's disgusting.
And they still. I had to defriend this guy, but I played baseball with this dude that went to Penn State. And like he would always post these like rambling, like written like a crazy person
yeah.
about like how Joe Paterno was a good man and blah blah. It's like he knew that they were raping right. children in his facility, and he turned the other way.
He told the school about it though, but you still knew in your brain yeah. that this man was not just raping children, but running a fucking camp
yes.
for children without fathers in underprivileged situations. You knew that he had unlimited access to these children, and you just let it happen. You were able to sleep at night. You didn't shoot yourself in the fucking head. You're a terrible person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You kept coaching, and for what? So you could have his legacy? And then even at the end, when it was, even if he didn't know since, like, what, 1976, at the end, when your legacy is already cemented, you're the most winning coach in college football history. And if he had told you at that point that these kids were getting raped, you still kept going just because you wanted to coach that football team. You didn't want that to ruin your legacy. They wouldn't have fired him.
Oh,
I mean, if he had gone to the press right. after telling the school, they wouldn't have fucking fired him. He's Joe Paterno.
Yeah, what?
Instead, he kept his mouth shut. The entire Penn State fucking football team, the program, should have gotten the death penalty. If you give Southern Methodist the death penalty for fucking paying their
exactly,
players,
for sure.
Absolutely shut them down for 5 years.
Absolutely.
At least.
Yeah.
Is that the death penalty? Just 5 years?
Yep. Well, I think Southern Methodist is 2 or 3 years, but they never recovered.
Yeah, I remember. I've watched
never
it.
Recovered.
30 for 30. Yeah. Yeah, it says that since 1976, like you said, he was aware of Jerry Sandusky molesting children as early as 1976. Mm-hmm. And that dude coached, Jerry Sandusky coached till 2001 and then was still like around the fucking facility and shit. Yeah.
Yep.
Like that's
insane. And running a camp for underprivileged children.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
So he was charging them to get molested.
Yeah, actually yeah. that's.
That's fucked up.
That is. You'd think they'd get a refund.
That shit is crazy.
Oh, you think the food's bad here?
Have you guys, and this is just another fucked up thing but unrelated, have you guys seen the documentary Tickled?
No, but I've heard about it.
Oh my god. As soon as you can watch this thing, watch this thing.
What's
I
it
think
about?
It's the one of the craziest stories I've ever seen caught on camera. It is, and I don't want to give away too much, but like if you really don't want any spoilers, stop listening for a little bit. Okay, so Tickled is this HBO documentary about this guy. He's like a gay journalist from New Zealand, and he writes kind of like wackier stories, but like does a lot of really cool stuff.
Mm.
So he sees this thing online about competitive endurance tickling, and so he reaches out to them and is like, hey, like I see you're doing these contests, that's kind of hilarious, like I'd like to talk to you about it. And they are like, you are a homosexual, we do not associate with homosexuals, this is not a gay thing, leave us alone. And he's like, whoa. Competitive endurance tickling is the gayest thing that I've ever heard of. And then he digs a little deeper. He sees that there's like a Facebook page with like 20 something thousand likes for this like Jane O'Brien media company. Then he finds that they are offering people like $1,500 to $2,000 to fly to Los Angeles, put them up in a 4-star hotel, and have them make these videos. And he sees one of the videos, and it's like a map with a dude shackled onto it and other muscular dudes wearing tank tops and shorts.
Just
not even like short shorts. Like they look like just workout clothes and they're sitting on top of him tickling them. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. So he like goes back to them and is like, you know, this is like, what is happening here? And they're like, fuck you, faggot. Like all these like really come at him with these homophobic slurs. Like, leave the fuck alone. And he's like, I'm going to make a documentary about you. And they're like, we are sending lawyers. So three weirdos come to New Zealand and they're like talking to them and they're like, okay, this just got stranger, so we're going to America. And they proceed to uncover this thing that is just like, I don't want to ruin it. It's so crazy. Like they dig into it and they see who's behind it and that it is more than just like pretty much gay porn. Like it's like this super crazy thing. Super crazy thing. I don't want to ruin anything because it really is really shocking and it's amazing. I really enjoy it.
And it's on HBO?
I don't know
HBO.
If you told me about that before. I heard it on another radio show. Maybe it was on Jim Norton was talking about it. But yeah, I'll watch it. I'll talk about it next week. Tickled?
Fuck yeah. Tickled. Right. Watch that. And then watch The Staircase. And I think that's available on YouTube. But it's like a French documentary. But it was filmed in America. And it is about this guy, Michael Peterson, who was on trial for murdering his wife. And, like, the footage they have is, like, in this dude's house, like, a couple of days after it happened. They're there the entire trial process. They're there as his family is, like, living in the house with him and, like, starting to sort of suspect.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about
it. Oh, really? It is fucking intense.
I bet.
So I highly recommend that.
The Staircase?
The Staircase.
I've got homework now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Staircase. Who?
Tweet Gordon at Hayward's Fantasy Boys weakness. Pod for some crazy documentary recommendations.
Yeah, share your.
We'll watch some weird stuff. I love that kind of shit.
I'm trying to think of any weird documentaries. Oh, I started watching not weird, but Ken Burns Vietnam. Have you seen that?
Nope.
Boy, if you want an uplifter, yeah. Jesus Christ, man, it's fucking real heavy. I only made it through 1 2-hour episode so far. There's 10 of them.
I can't take heavy shit.
I'll
do it sometimes, but I really
it's interesting
at this point. It is
like weird shit.
But it's just I gotta be in the right mood for it. I think it needs to be colder out, then I'll be able to watch that stuff. But I have to like ease into it for like the winter, or else you can't go too fast.
Yeah, that weekend where it was like fucking -5 degrees here last winter, I just stayed indoors and watched the entire like history of. Revolutionary Cuba.
Jesus Christ.
And the you know what's really good on Netflix is The Untold History of the United States. It's an Oliver Stone.
Oh, I saw some of that.
Yeah, that's
it was boring.
I thought it was really good. Real interesting about like
the you ever seen the ESPN 30 for 30 Big Shot?
No. What's that one?
That one's like this guy back in 1996, he like just out of nowhere in Texas starts befriending all these super rich dudes. And like with Jerry Jones, he's like playing golf with Jerry Jones and shit. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I want to buy this professional sports franchise. So they start like helping him and shopping around for him. And like one or two deals fall through. And then he comes upon the New York Islanders. And the Islanders fans hated the owners. The owners hated the team and the fans. Like they wanted that gone. The NHL wanted that gone. There was about to be this big cable deal where everybody make a whole bunch of money. So they kind of pushed this thing through with this dude who was forging and faxing all these documents about how much money he has. And it nearly went through. And then somebody's like, how about we make him pay $2 million in cash and then everything else we can do with these, you know, these funds that he says he has in the Cayman Islands that are super complicated. So they find out and he... Like, they actually gave him the team. It was like, you have this long to pay it or else we'll take it back. And he owned the fucking Islanders for 90 days.
Really? That's awesome.
For 90 fucking days. It was like, if he would have been able to hold out and get, like, a little more leeway, he would have gotten that cable money and actually defrauded his way into owning the
Islanders. Oh, that's so great. Oh, could you so imagine
how they find out he's worth about $120,000. And then he owns some sort of equipment leasing company. Like a small, small one in Texas.
Could you imagine the fucking stress shits he'd be taking there that whole 90 days?
They interviewed him. He just didn't give a fuck.
It might work. I got
pretty far. It's really awesome. Like, he's
so did he get prosecuted and shit?
Yeah, well, he did like 5 years.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
It. 5 fucking years he owned the Islanders for 90 days. I'm not saying it's worth it, but like
it's
that's
hilarious. Awesome. It's a great story.
It's a great.
And if it had worked, you look at what teams were. Going for even like 20 years ago, like the Rocket sale, like what did it go for? Like $4 billion or something this time?
Yeah.
2.2,
and they bought it for like $22 million in the 90s.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert like fucking quadrupled his money.
And oh, yeah,
already.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen The Prince of Pennsylvania?
No.
Or that movie Foxcatcher?
Yes. Oh, I have. That. I've seen them both actually. That's fucking nuts.
That is nuts.
That's a weird ass fucking story.
Yeah, it's John DuPont from the DuPont Chemical Company. They like made their money turn of the century, the fucking Civil War kind of
chemicals and
so we got gunpowder mostly.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So this guy, his mother is like a great great granddaughter. and he lived with her, like, pretty much in seclusion at this giant foxcatcher ranch. And she, like, paid kids to be friends with him, and he was just, it was just him and her, and, like, that's all it was. So he, all of a sudden, when he's becoming a teen, becomes obsessed with winning an Olympic gold medal. So he starts trying to do, like, swimming, can't make it at that. He's doing fucking weird ones, like, modern pentathlon. You ever seen what the events in modern pentathlon are?
No.
It is still an Olympic event, and it's like swimming, hurdle jumping, fencing, like pistol shooting. It's pretty much being a musketeer. Like, let's bring that up. Modern pentathlon. Okay. So anyways, this guy, he becomes obsessed with that. He tries that. Fucking load. Okay. So it is fencing, swimming, equestrian show jumping. So swimming, sword fighting, and horse jumping. And then the laser run, which alternates four legs of laser pistol shooting, followed by
what is a laser 800 pistol?
Meter run. It's, I guess, what
like
they
laser
use instead
target?
Of like...
Like an actual gun?
It's just like the... It's,
that's cool.
Exactly where it would go.
So, in case you need to overthrow the French government in 17,
do you want to be Zorro?
We should find someone that we could be like, all right, you should train for this, and then like get them in that, and like create the star of that.
They should add in dressage. Dude, I bet should horse jump and then horse dance.
Marcelo's accurate and young enough that if we train him in that stuff, he could become a national sensation.
Yeah, we should really catch it on Marcelo's modern pentathlons.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's obsessed with that, and he can't make it there either. So back like in that period of time, like the 80s, like the United States, they were losing in a lot of different Olympic sports because Olympic athletes couldn't make any sort of money, so they couldn't train full-time because they couldn't afford it. But in other countries like Russia, we're getting our asses beat because they're being paid to just train full-time.
And so get pumped full of fucking horse tranquilizers.
Yes, yeah, also the horse tranquilizers. Yeah. So,
well, that brings you down. You want horse...
Oh, yeah, horse
pills.
Steroids.
Steroids, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to sleep.
That's true.
I mean... But that's not going to make you better.
Where's the horse? That'd be ketamine, wouldn't it? Just like getting fucked up in K-holes?
I just... Steroids. They're taking lots of steroids.
You can get through the day in Russia. Get yourself into a K-hole.
Whoa.
So he decides that this John DuPont is going to pay like wrestlers, Olympic wrestlers, let them stay on his ranch in these different houses, and then all train there. And then he would, I guess, kind of like make some friends. So he brings in this dude... Mark,
I don't remember what his name.
Yeah, whatever the fuck their last name is. Channing Tatum. Brings in Channing Tatum, and he has him wrestle there, but he starts getting super weird and close with him. And then he's, like, really abusive to him, and he's, like, giving him cocaine and shit like that. And kind of doing almost, like, gay stuff, but, like, then trying to take over the wrestling practices.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves, he brings in his brother, who is, like, a better wrestler than Channing Tatum. Mark Ruffalo. So Mark Ruffalo is really good.
Mark and David Schultz.
Yes, Schultz. So he brings in his brother, and then Channing Tatum leaves. So the other brother, he stays there like with his family, and they're wrestling, and they're doing pretty well. And like that John DuPont guy just like starts losing his mind. And he's just like sitting there just filming the woods and like the trees for hours, and then sitting there and rewatching it and like rewatching the negatives. He's got like super paranoid. And then he like their 4th of July. They're, like, shooting off fireworks, and Mark Ruffalo starts, like, I guess aiming it sort of in his direction, and he took that as, like, a sign of aggression that he was going to kill him. So he became convinced that he was going to kill him. So, like, he drives on the property back to Mark Ruffalo's house, and he gets out of the car, and he sees him, like, working on his car, and the guy's got his wife and kids inside, and he looks at me and goes, "Do you have a problem with me?" And he's like, "I don't know what you're talking about, John." And then he pulls out a gun, and he fucking shoots this dude to death. Fucking murders him.
Yeah.
It is insane. And he got convicted. He's the richest American to ever get convicted of murder.
I don't know if that's...
I think so.
I saw both of the documentary and the fucking movie of that, but it was like when it came out, so...
You see what happens when you talk about having to carry us? I just go on about podcasts.
I know. It's great. Yeah, that's great. I was letting you go.
I just need water now. What did I do with my bottle of water?
I don't know. There's
a... you guys fill the time.
Carbonated water.
La Hua?
Oh, it's right behind you.
There it is. Laha.
Oh man, Laha. Laha.
Laha. My brother went to Heidelberg University. Mm. And I always like to call it Adelbauer. Adelbauer. Adelbauer.
Didn't you say your brother had a bunny that
like yeah. a
pet that would run around?
My brother, his girlfriend that he lives with, her grandma like gifted him a rabbit. And they like naturally you have anything cute and fluffy that lives in your home, you would fall in love with it. Unless you're some sort of sociopath.
Right, yeah.
So he does this research and he finds out that like if you keep a bunny in a cage, it cuts its lifespan in half. So he just lets this thing roam around like a fucking cat. And all it does is eat everything. And you can't train it. And it's super territorial. Like, yeah. If you sit on its chair, it'll just go in the corner and, like, thump its foot against the ground. No fucking temper tantrum. And this thing is silent and it's so antisocial. You just want to pet it. It's a cute little bunny, but it just fucks right on and off the second you get there. My brother's like, I see it twice a day, but I love it. I woke up and this thing is sitting on my chest and freaked me the fuck out. It has done thousands of dollars in damage. It ripped up all of the carpet in his fucking apartment. He had to pay all that loss of security deposit. No. It has done thousands in damage.
See, not worth it to me.
Not at all.
Worst pet. He loves it. He...
Oh man,
yeah, love it.
Does it for shit half everywhere? As long. It's got put a in shit. A cage. Yeah, really. It's got a shit everywhere. Right? Little fucking rabbit pellets.
I know you can.
Or do you have kind a,
of, no, I think it's trained in that.
Like you can kind of litter train. Them. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about a pot-bellied pig? I'd imagine they'd tear shit up too.
Just imagine it smells the high fucking heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and mini horses.
I'd love to have a mini horse, actually.
Yeah, but you still need a lot of room for a mini horse.
Yeah.
And you got
to watch Robin Big when he got the New York stuff. It was a total dick. Yeah. Ooh, I got a fun thing we can talk about. This is video. I saw it back in college. It's just called Canadians. And it is this goofy, long blonde haired dude that kind of looks like Chris Griffin and his wife, and they are zoophiles. You might be able to watch the video on YouTube. It's just called Zoophiles.
I thought it was called Canadians.
No, that one got removed. Now it's Zoophiles. So these two, they're like sitting there and they're talking about how they like they met on this site for people that like to fuck animals, and they both like they love the mini horse, and like on their first date, like she like blew this mini horse, and he was like, "This is the girl for me."
Is it called?
She, I think I've seen this.
Is it called she, a girl like, and her dog?
No.
Oh, I spelled files like F-I-L-P-H.
With a P-H. So she, like blows and gets fucked by this horse. He gets fucked by this horse. He does not fuck the horse. He gets butt fucked by the horse. And it, like,
it's a bites horse?
Down yeah. into his back.
Yeah, I have seen this.
And this he talks funny. About, you've seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he talks about how he doesn't really like the sensation and how it's more about knowing that the horse is enjoying itself.
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine that's a
spiritual connection to have with a mini horse. Apparently they got about 9-inch dicks.
No, I can't imagine the sensation would be very pleasant. Getting fucked by a horse. Did you ever see, what is it? Mr. Hands.
They're not even like a majestic beast. Yeah. They're silly little fucks.
They are. If you were like fucking alien fucks. And came down and like saw a horse, like you'd be freaked the fuck out. Like horses look fucking weird as hell.
With regular horses? Yeah. They are majestic.
I think they all look, they're fucking long faced dicks. Like, what a fucking asshole.
Long faced dicks? Like dicks? Yeah. What is a long faced dick?
Like he's an asshole. Face. Yeah, he's a fucking dick.
Okay. I like the way horses look.
No, horses are fucking weird looking.
They move cool.
I would be terrified to ride a horse.
I would be too.
Eric Berry with those horses. That's the funniest thing ever. I'm a goat, a horse. Eric Berry from the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's afraid of horses. He's
afraid of horses.
Why is he afraid of horses?
I don't know.
He got kicked on.
He was just at the.
I dated a girl that rode horses and she saw a little girl die, like a probably 5 or 6 year old girl, like the horse flipped over and landed on her. Dead.
Ugh.
She had great tits.
What?
The girl that I was dating.
Oh, okay.
Not the 5-year-old. The 5-year-old didn't have tits. never knew the 5 year old.
Fucking. Man. Yeah. Dressage. A horse girl. You ever know a horse girl then? So you dated a horse girl?
Yeah, I dated a horse girl.
Did she wear those like tie dye t shirts with the wolves on them?
Yeah. No, she wasn't that. Like, she was hot. She was like a punk girl, kind of. I mean, Medina,
yeah,
horse riding, rich punk girl. Sure. But she had that, like, music was what brought us together, because I wouldn't stop talking about John Denver. And because she was, like, young, she's like, that's so cool that you listen to, like, something that's so different than everything.
You keep saying that John Denver is full of shit.
No, you're the first person in America who ever got laid saying, hey, you like John Denver?
In the state of West Virginia, that will get laid. Your dick sucked off.
I didn't get laid there, but I got some tit from it, and that was it.
Country
that's about all John Denver is worth. A tit.
To the place.
Two sweet tits.
I belong.
Did you ever see that fucking Upright Citizens Brigade, the TV show? They had a bit where it was the John Denver fan club, and this guy comes in, and like they replaced all of his songs with Nutsack, because that's the real version that he wanted. Sunshine on my nutsack makes me happy. And the guy gets really offended. He's like, what the hell? He's like, no, this is what John Denver wanted his legacy to be. In fact, the record company censored all this. Like, oh, nutsack, nutsack, everybody, nutsack, 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 nutsack.
Did you ever see the Whitest Kids You Know sketch with Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, just calm down, just calm down, just calm down. That's one of my favorites. The Whitest Kids You Know had some great, great sketches.
They reminded me of Monty Python, because it was like a fuck ton of sketches, but like a small percent hit.
Yeah.
But the ones that did hit hard.
Real hard, yeah.
There's like 1,000 hours of Monty Python.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
you can
condense all the greatest hits into a solid hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why the movies work, because it's just like boom, 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 boom. But like fucking, yeah, watching like Flying Circus.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail really was one of the bigger things that shaped my sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
I loved that.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I really liked The Meaning of Life, too, growing up.
I was the Holy Grail all the way.
And then Life of Brian's really good, too.
I honestly, Meaning of Life and Life of Brian, I should watch again, because I hardly paid attention to them.
Life of Brian is great. Meaning of Life's really fucking weird, though.
I like really weird.
Yeah.
That British weird is something else.
Yeah, it really is. It's, like, uncomfortable sometimes.
One of my all-time favorite Python sketches, and very few people even remember, is that cheese shop one. I don't know why, but I love it.
I don't know.
It's just this guy goes to a cheese shop, and he's like trying to guess which kind of cheeses that they would have that he wants, and they don't have any of them. And then at the end, they don't have any cheese. And then he shoots the shopkeeper. And that's it. And that's the line.
He shoots him.
All sorts of different cheese names, and him going, no, no, fresh up. Oh, we're expecting some tomorrow. You've been deliberately wasting my time.
I really like Eric Idle. He's funny, man.
Yeah. Don't they have some sort of animosity between the group over spam a lot?
I think so. They don't talk to each other, I'm pretty sure.
John Cleese.
There's only a few of them still alive. Like John Cleese and Eric Idle and Terry Gilliam, right? Yeah. Everybody else is dead, I think.
I love Terry Gilliam. Do you guys like Christopher Guest movies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love funny
Christopher
talk.
Guest movies.
That's like
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap and fucking
I gotta watch Spinal Tap again.
Best in Show.
Mighty Wind.
Best in Show's great. It's
Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Really?
I love it.
Spinal Tap and Best in Show are my two favorites. Did you see that Mascots one they made that's on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen it.
Pretty good.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like just Waiting for Guffman was just so fucking funny to me.
I need to rewatch that one, too.
It's a good one.
I remember watching some of it on HBO in one afternoon, but I was pretty stoned and don't really remember.
Yeah.
I like Eugene Levy, that Schitt's Creek show. I like that.
I haven't watched that yet.
I've never seen that, yeah.
I don't watch enough TV. I don't watch any TV or, like I'll watch movies once in a while.
An hour or two of TV at the end of the night. Like, I stay up super late because I have to sit there and decompress.
Well, I'll do that, but I'll do it with different shows. Like, I'll rewatch shows a lot.
I do not rewatch shows often. Yeah, I'm always looking for new stuff.
I started watching that Mindhunter on Netflix. It's, like, about the first, like, FBI people to, like, categorize psychotic behavior and serial killers and stuff.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good show. I like it. It's interesting, and I think it's like 10 episodes long or something like that. And I very rarely pick a show to fucking.
I want to watch all those documentaries. That's something that I can dial in on.
Yeah.
And like have a good time watching, and like it's fun to watch with my girlfriend because there's stuff that, you know, if I try and watch with my girlfriend, like she's bored or I'm bored.
Yeah.
But like documentaries, that's something. Did you guys watch The Keepers?
Yes. Boom. Yes, I did. That's was really a crazy one.
Yeah. And it didn't have a great ending, but it's just fascinating what people were able to get away with.
Well, people always want that fucking The Jinx ending. Yeah. But that was just so lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Jinx is about this. Have you seen The Jinx?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jinx is about a millionaire. It's like his family were real estate, big commercial real estate owners in New York City, and he supposedly murdered two women.
Three, right?
Three women. You're right. And the show actually catches a moment
because he's a fucking idiot.
Is used to bring him back up on charges. Like they uncover a new thing and bring them up on charges. It's nuts.
What's funny is if you watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, season 2,
mm-hmm.
that's like one of the characters' love interest.
Oh, really?
And it's played by Fred Armisen, and it's fucking dark and hilarious.
I hear Fred Armisen is super shitty to ladies.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Too. I think Zachariah told me. Yeah.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah. Whatever, I don't know the guy.
Yeah. He just doesn't seem like he could be mean to anybody like that. I think that's one of the bigger things that makes him funny to me is he just seems like a harmless weirdo.
Yeah.
Well, that who is he married to? The one lady who was in Mad Men, and she's in that Scarlet Letter. The fucking
Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Elizabeth Moss.
Elizabeth Moss or whatever. I guess that they did not have a very pleasant marriage, but I like how that. Handmaid's Tale is about like this controlling cult that like is this dystopian thing, and then Elizabeth Moss is in the Church of Scientology.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
gross.
A Scientologist. I think that's what that was named in their divorce shit. Tom Cruise is still the supreme being of Scientology, right?
For now.
With this weird fucking...
Till I overtake him.
The tooth right in the middle of his head. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, what? That's weird.
It's so weird.
His tooth is in the middle of his smile instead of like...
It's all shifted.
Yeah.
What?
Look, yes. Just search Tom Cruise middle tooth. It's like right in line with his nose.
I heard a story one time that when they were married... who's his wife? Ex-wife?
Katie Holmes?
No, the other one.
Nicole Kidman?
Yes, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
That, like, the church... It was, like, an arranged marriage, you know? And, like, one of the things... Oh, hold on, I missed it. Weird middle tooth.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Bad at this.
So bad at Google.
Bad at this.
Weird middle tooth is... It's upsetting. Just like the Celtics jerseys, the stripes
not going
all
strange.
The way around. I don't like that.
Is that a weird middle tooth?
It's like right in the middle,
in the middle of his face. Yeah.
That's what, you know.
It's a strange thing.
Anyways, yeah, when he was married to Nicole Kidman, right? The church elders, as like part of like their dating or whatever, because it was at his request, they found like a field of like a certain kind of flower that they would be able that they could hold hands and run through like fully closed, but that was like his thing, that was his kink.
Was running through a field of flowers?
Yes.
My allergies are so bad, like that would just fucking
I think he's just been chemically castrated by the show business industry like they did with Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
chemically castrated both of them.
Well, Michael Jackson also fucked a bunch of kids, so that was probably for the interest of society.
Dude, I just don't care like anything at all about celebrities, and like so when I find out anything, I'm just like, eh.
I know way too much because my grandma used to have People magazines at her place, and I'd read them while she watched Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I just never cared about celebrities.
Pictures of Britney Spears.
Nice,
Britney Spears. I used to beat off to the Toxic video.
Toxic video is fucking awesome.
That and Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know.
I don't remember that.
I don't know that one.
That was a good one.
I just know Toxic because that's the one where she's like a stewardess, right?
Yeah, with the snake
like,
and
rubbing her ass on a bunch of people. It's great.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the snake.
Oh, I thought it was.
Snake was...
No, the toxic one is the bodysuit.
Slave for you, that was a good one.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Toxic is... She's like a stewardess. She's like in this blue, like, mini
skirt.
Yeah,
you're right, you're right.
And it's like fucking great.
I don't remember.
Very demeaning to women, but I enjoy it.
Yes, very demeaning. Let's get that on the record.
It is empowering.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Oh, okay. It's empowering.
I enjoyed it because I was a young man, and it was very, very appropriate for me to enjoy that.
I got hormonal. Girls get hormonal. Yeah. Guys get hormonal. You just do it in different ways.
I've never been horny ever, Brian.
It's really upsetting. My niece just had a birthday. And
that sucks, dude.
So I asked her, like, how old are you? And she says, me too. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
You work on that grammar, sweetheart. You're going to think terrible things.
Oh, man.
You're working on your type 5, Bill? No.
I just don't want to have to go to Modern Kicks after this. So I'm throwing a couple of bits out.
We're going to have to put a disclaimer. If you are offended by Bill's comic, email the show, fantasyboyspodcast@gmail.com, @fantasyboyspod @Twitter. Like and subscribe, people. Like and subscribe. We're doing well on our numbers-wise on the new ship. I was like, oh, because we moved to the network. And I was like, oh, wait, no, Brian got 2 million views on this video. That probably helps us.
Good job. 3 million. Probably 3 million soon.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, keep it up. We won't get the 75 downloads.
My cousin's daughter.
Need some coattails, motherfucker.
Yeah, come on.
Tired of being them.
My cousin's daughter's like 12, and she, like, I'm always telling her, like, you should be nicer to me. I'm going to be famous, or I am famous. She's like, another kid in my school heard about you. I was like, they're all stupid. Stupid kids, they don't know. Then I was at a wedding in Austin, and I kept showing her that the number was going up. I was like, what about 500,000? She's like, get out of here. And then she was with her sister and brother. And her sister, like, shows her brother this thing and is like, you gotta see this. This is hilarious. And she sees the screen. It's this fucking face. And they don't know me at all. Yeah. It was just random. Like, the guy at work said that his wife, like, he said that he knew me and his wife was, like, freaking out.
No shit.
It is, yeah.
Oh, man, I'll be your fucking
My buddy in New Bedford, Massachusetts is like, dude, you're blowing up my Facebook feed right now.
I'll be your turtle, man. So crazy. I look good in the Kangaroo.
I don't trust you to drive all the time.
Hell, I fucking would for... Yeah, well, I was going to say runoff.
You could be drama.
But then, all right, that's fine.
You could be drama.
That's fair. Oh, man.
I want to be that weird director guy that only shows up every once in a while.
Billy Walsh?
Yeah.
You'd be a great Billy Walsh.
Who's the redheaded fuck?
E?
Yeah.
He's more blonde.
I don't know.
Somebody's
Cody
responsible.
Cooper?
Yeah.
Cody Cooper.
Cody would do.
And he's short. Cody's E. Except for Becky's much nicer than Stallone.
Yeah.
Yes. Becky's a sweetheart.
I love Becky.
Becky's great. I was over there watching the game, which was a pain in the ass because Cody doesn't have cable for that. We were trying to use a fucking antenna that didn't work. So he had to like stream it from Reddit and shit, and it wasn't even that big of a deal because the game was so fucking terrible.
This was bad.
So was it you I sent a trader to? No, it was Cody I sent a trade to.
I sent a trade to Cody too. He shot me down.
I had Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately.
Ooh.
This sucks. So if anybody's available with a QB. I picked up Jared Goff, though.
I saw that. You fucked.
Yeah, I know. I won, though. I squeaked out a fucking win with
Aaron Rodgers. Tell me what you think of this trade. LeSean McCoy and Larry Fitzgerald. For Adrian Peterson and Antonio Brown.
You have LeSean McCoy and Eric?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that you're getting screwed on that.
You gotta be getting screwed?
I do.
Now, the thing is that I am flush at running back.
Larry Fitzgerald's having a real good... So who do you...
No, he's had a real good... Antonio Brown's the best wide receiver to have.
In my other league, I made this trade. I traded LeSean McCoy... Because I have Christian McCaffrey, Doug Martin, and Kareem Hunt in that league. and then Marshawn Lynch on the bench. Derrick Henry too. So I'm good there. So I offered Shady McCoy and just a garbage guy that I got the waiver wire, Jerron Brown from the fucking Cardinals, for Chris Hogan and Kelvin Benjamin.
Did they take it?
Yes.
That's a good trade.
I think
that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing you this week, motherfucker.
You gonna skull fuck me?
Oh, I'm gonna skull fuck the shit out of you. Is your
blindly?
Blindly.
You're not gonna look.
Becky beat me with her team. I lost.
Becky's
again.
In second place.
I know, and Mary's first. Our league sucks. I hate it so much. Your,
Hulk's in third, I'm in fourth.
Is your emoticon a butthole?
Yes.
Okay.
That's also what Dwayne Wade's company's logo is.
Is it?
It looks
is
like
it
really? A butthole.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
I said this on the show, and
I'll
everybody's like, that doesn't look
oh
like a butthole.
Oh my god. Have you ever seen Patrick Ewing's U-line?
Oh yeah.
Patrick Ewing's U-line.
I love Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing's
U-line.
Hi, I'm Patrick Chewing.
These are my U's. So Patrick Ewing has this shoe line. Google that shit. Because he's got this big, clunky, fucking... Oh, oh man, that's a butthole.
That's a butthole, right?
That's a butthole.
Dwayne butthole. I want some Dwayne Wade's. So, that's totally a butthole.
Yeah. That's his fucking logo.
That's amazing.
These are...
Dwayne Wade. Just flashing beholes.
Give
So Patrick Ewing, there's a million options. I did see them at a Jimmy Jams in upstate New York. But Patrick Ewing's got these shoes, they're all on sale. They're like there's like fucking turquoise felt ones.
Oh my god, look like, at these fucking things.
Yeah, the giant moon boots with a million gaudy options.
It looks like Barney designed shoes in the 90s. Like, look at that. Oh my god.
They are Patrick Ewing brand. They're not like a Reebok or Nike. They are
no,
Patrick
I remember
Ewing
kids
brand.
Having those too.
You do?
I don't
remember. They are still going strong apparently.
They're $120.
I saw them for 60.
These are, oh my god, look at those.
If Patrick Ewing's would have been $30, I'd have bought them.
Holy shit. Look at that one.
Yeah. Oh, go to like the Robin's Egg blue one or whatever.
Oh my god! Oh,
so is there like a cult following for these?
I don't think so. I have no idea, but like I've never seen a pair of Ewings
these
on
ones,
the streets.
These ones are 50. The baby blue ones. Oh my god.
These are beautiful.
What are you guys being
as
for
the
Halloween?
Kids would say.
I'm being like a scarecrow.
I'm not dressing up like anything because I'm a fucking
adult.
They're all
so...
I'm with Ryan.
Like, I don't give a
if
fuck.
If anything...
It's a child holiday for children.
If anything, I will throw on a flannel and a tool belt and a BL board.
Yeah,
that is
go.
The very most that I will do for the rest of my life on Halloween.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Unless a lady does convince me to do something.
I was Ned Flanders last year and I just had a pink shirt and a green sweater and I didn't change anything else about like, my appearance.
No mustache?
Ned Flanders. I had like a beard at the time.
I got a scary scarecrow costume.
How scary is it?
It's really super scary. You'll be so scared. It's like the scariest.
Super spooky?
It's super spooky.
What?
It's just...
Is it a mask?
It's like a mask and it like forms to your jaw. Like I posted a video on Instagram of it.
How are you going to eat or drink?
I'll just take it off. It's a mask.
You going to any haunted houses this year?
Yeah, I'm going to... what's it called? Halloween's on Friday.
Oh,
at Cedar Point, so that'll be fun.
Steve Fielder, the sound guy for Brothers Lounge, he does haunted houses professionally.
Yeah, he was telling me that.
It's like, set design and shit like that. Did you know that not only is like everybody fucked up, like drunk at the people working these haunted houses?
That's kind of cool.
But they are also that's dope. They are also volunteers. So it's not even like most of them are working. They are drunk and volunteers, and there's like nothing to stop them from totally snapping other than, of course, the police.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of a weirdo.
There's different ones where you can sign forms and let them touch you. They can tackle you and shit.
That's not...
I've seen like these scare experiences where like they call you and you go outside and they kidnap you.
No,
they
fuck
bring
that.
You places. I read a story online about like this one where this dude woke up with all these like, I guess, used condoms. They weren't naturally like collected, they're just condoms with some cream, I'm sure, but like they're like, those are all over the place. He said this girl was like masturbating in the shower and you could like smell it.
What?
Yeah, he's like, it was like a scare experience.
That doesn't sound very scary to me.
I don't know. Depends.
If you just wake up like
that. Depends on what that smell was like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That's they specifically noted the smell of the masturbation.
Right.
Oof. Does beating off smell? It smells like bleach.
It does smell like bleach or chlorine after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I might smell like that today.
Yeah, this whole room probably smells like it. This is my...
Did you jack off room? Oh, nothing's off limits?
This is my beat-off sanctuary.
Do you use that big old TV?
It's a Fat Elvis.
Oh, actually, yeah, those are all Fat Elvis.
Do you have old porn tapes?
This is from when Chad Weaver threw stuff out. I'm taking it home. I like woke up with that. Like, well, I took that home? Oh, no. I like watch it. It's like from the 90s.
Like, have you watched it?
Yeah.
Are they shooting ping pong balls?
No, it's no. It's your standard pussy and ass tricks. I don't find it very incredible.
I don't recognize any of these.
I mean, it's no. It's from like the porn is like from 1998. You know what I mean? It's like
a lot of 1998 porn. These are
it's classic. You can borrow it if you want. Ew, it's all wet.
Ew.
Nice.
Anyways.
You masturbate on that ball ever to try and strengthen your core muscles?
I have. Before I had this table in here.
Who fucked me this week over on my team?
Still can't get over these Ewings.
I won in our league. I beat Polk. I lost my other two.
I beat Sam last week. 2-4, baby. 2 in a row. Gonna make it 3 in a row. Gonna skull fuck you, Brian.
Yeah, just everybody fucked me. That's who it was. Philip Rivers was garbage. And
let's see.
Atlanta was terrible. Jordan Reed sucks.
I haven't changed my lineup,
do anything.
I'll look at it. Let's see.
I gotta start Jared Goff this week.
So I'll say, but fuck Mike Gillisley. That's my main fuck. When I could have put in Derrick Henry and probably... still lost by 4 points. God, she had a fucking amazing game compared
to... Fuck Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, he's garbage. He wants to be traded.
Fucking trade him.
Does he?
He demanded a trade out of Pittsburgh.
Oh, Martavis Bryant. I'm thinking of Martellus. Who's the guy for Green Bay?
Martellus Bennett?
Yes. I like him.
Dude, yeah, but everybody wants out of there now. Cause...
Yeah. Unless they... if only there was a quarterback who was really good.
Yeah, we got there. Eventually, I knew we'd get there.
Gotta give a shout out to Cap. You know, every week.
I have scored the most points in our league.
Hey, good job, man. What's your record?
3-3. Aren't you 2-4, Bill?
I'm terrible, yeah.
I'm 2-4 as well.
I just think it's ridiculous that our league is being dominated by Mike's joke team and two girls that don't remember to set their lineups. And we're like...
No, they set their lineups.
Well, they set them, but they're done. I mean,
yeah.
It's.
I'm so mad.
They're just lucky.
I'm so mad that Mary's in first place.
I know. I was hung out with Mary all day yesterday, and she didn't even talk about it. Like, it doesn't even mean anything. She probably didn't even know she won.
Odell Beckham went down. So she's been hurt by that.
Oh, man. I guess my fuck that guy is whoever injured Aaron Rodgers. Fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. Fuck the Vikings. Again, week 2 in a row that I'd like to say how much I dislike the fucking Vikings.
I like the Vikings.
Fucking white supremacists.
Why are they white supremacists?
Because they're Norse symbology.
Symbology?
Symbolism. Symbolism.
Symbology.
Yeah.
I feel like if you refer to any culture, you can definitely, in the past, you can definitely find your huge group of assholes.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, white supremacists now use, like, Norse mythology as, like, their symbols and shit.
Well, I mean,
that's not.
No shit. I am allowed to arbitrarily hate them.
I'm gonna go see Thor Ragnarok. All right. Doesn't make me a racist. I just like to go see Thor.
Thor. Oh, Thor is problematic. You see, they opened that Viking themed cocktail bar in the space that used to be the corner pub.
Oh yeah, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I heard about that. The dudes from. The Porco opened it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of people standing outside.
Is it really a mead bar?
It's next to the mead bar, yeah. The mead bar. There's two mead bars. Do we need one mead bar?
We need seven mead bars. Mead. Fucking mead all mead. Around. Fermented honey.
Fuck mead.
Big fucking horns.
The one doesn't even have a TV in it, and they make it a point of, oh, we don't have a TV. But get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to fucking come to your bar then.
I've got bars without TVs. It's fine.
I need to fucking concentrate on something while not talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah, I need sports.
You can do that at a place like that because you just listen to the music or something.
I suppose.
Or just talk to your goddamn girlfriend. She's great.
I'm making a joke. I know. She is wonderful.
I know, but I appreciate your joke because I like your girlfriend more than you.
That's not true.
I know.
I love you, baby.
I'm saying I like you more than my girlfriend. I know your girlfriend well enough to really
That's true.
Have that opinion.
That wood-fired pizza place that opened up.
Harlow's. Yes. Do you know the story of that place?
No.
I guess the people that opened it are like trust fund kids and their parents sent them to Italy for a year.
Uh-huh.
And like to learn how to make pizza. And then they renovated that building and they're like, there you go. Now you make pizza.
This fall on Fox.
Yeah. Right? That's exactly what it sounds like. Like they're probably going to try it. Yeah, they could end up with like a reality show. Harlow's that place on the learning channel.
That place He's got a tiny dog and he played lacrosse.
That place looks hipster as fuck, but I do want to go there.
Yeah, I do too. My sister said it was pretty good.
Fuck pizza. Fuck carbs.
Oh, you can't have any of that.
That sucks. They have Topo Chico. They made that a selling point, which is like the weird carbonated water that I saw for the first time when I was in Austin 3 weeks ago, and now it's already made its way.
At my hotel outside of Austin, they only sold recycled rainwater in bottles.
I believe it. Yeah. It's one of those cities.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
I mean, it killed the hangover, so we're good.
I never asked what kind of bottled water it is. I just overpay for it and drink it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a 90s kid.
Spring or well? Or not well, what is it?
Well, yes, bottled well water. That'll be peak. That'll be peak water.
I hope so.
When you start seeing bottled well water. I had well water. It was fucking miserable. Oh, did you guys have well water?
My grandma did. Oh, that's gross. Oh, showering in it fucking sucks.
We had to put water in the softener. We had a water softener that would make our water decent, but like when it get low, you could just like smell it.
Yeah,
and it would just get shit. Yeah, and then so then we had to go back and like you'd be about to take a shower and be like, nah, I gotta go down and like dump these like 40-pound bags of salt into the thing, and wait another half an hour and then be all right.
Can you imagine if like you grew up on the frontier and shit like that, and that's just what you thought water tasted like? You know what I mean? Like, so thirsty. Give me this refreshing fart water.
Yeah.
For a long day in the good fields. Fart water. Oh.
Do you drink tap water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
For the most part, I drink bottled water, though.
Yeah, me too. And I notice, I think when I drink tap water more, I'm not as, like, I think that it's not bad, but there's something about it still that's not. Like, I always have dry mouth with it. Mm.
It's the fluoride that the government puts in it to control totally our minds.
I'll take the fluoride, though. The fluoride's fine. I live in the Philippines where they didn't have fluoride, and their teeth were fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard with the conspiracy of, like, what that's supposed to be doing? Is just calcifying your pineal gland as if they wanted to take away everybody's creativity. That always makes me laugh. When people talk about the government wanting to silence everyone's creativity, you ever fucking been to a job interview? All they care about is your creativity.
Oh, man.
What the fuck was I saying? James Renner wrote a book about, like, playing off of all those, like, conspiracy theories. Like, it's got 9/11 in it. It's got all these different things. These monkey men. It's fucking crazy. It's awesome. You should check it out. It's called James Renner's book.
Who's James Renner?
He's from here. Yeah, he's like a crime writer. He's
I know you're talking about. Yeah. Wasn't he in that? Was it Shoot the Messenger or whatever? What was that movie called?
Kill the Irishman?
No, that's different.
No, that's Jeremy Renner, the actor.
Yeah, but wasn't that what that movie's about? That journalist that was from here that.
Oh no, that's not that guy.
It's a great forgetting.
Alive. That guy killed.
James mostly does like true crime and stuff like that, but then he's written a couple of novels. So one's called The Man from Primrose Lane. That was actually optioned to be a movie, And then there's going to be a series, and then, like, both fell through. Like, it was had What's-His-Face attached for a minute from The Hangover. Brad.
Michael Clark Duncan?
No, Bradley.
No.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, yeah. So, but then that, like, all fell through. But The Great Forgetting was just, like, this really fucked up conspiracy theory book. And it's just, it's kind of, like, science fiction-y. It was really cool. It's got some time travel to it. Like, it's... He's got, or no, the other one had the time travel. So they're just like cool kind of sci-fi mystery novels.
Shout out to James Renner.
Yeah, he's a fun dude. Weird, but he like the thing is he is like gone like crazy because he does like investigations of like abducted kids and like unsolved murders and just digs super deep and just has like had breakdowns, and that's what his like last book was about.
I'd imagine that would fuck with your head to be obsessed over a child murder for years.
I mean, you're a 9/11 truther, I'd imagine.
No, not at all.
Really?
I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, man. I think 9/11 truth is ridiculous because it ignores all the factors that led us to 9/11, like funding the Mujahideen and creating Al-Qaeda and then like overthrowing fucking those governments for oil. And then turning a blind eye to it. And also, I think that the whole justification, so they did 9/11 in order to justify going into Iraq. Well, A, when have Americans ever needed justification to go to a war ever? B, if you pulled off the most complicated conspiracy of all time that involved millions of people altogether, that like, and you couldn't take over the country the size of Texas and didn't know like one step ahead what happens when we take this fucking dictator down, like, oh yeah, he's holding everything in place and the whole world will go to shit. They're not that fucking smart. Like, it's fucking,
I just don't think you can keep that many people quiet.
Yeah, I agree.
I will
that's
say
at the end of the day, you just like, that's the simplest argument. I don't think that the human element would allow for you to keep this gigantic secret. Nobody of any sort of merit is actually coming out and saying that it was an inside job. I refuse to believe that that would be the case if it was an inside job.
Absolutely. And, like, fucking... it is true that, like, the Bush administration, like, the Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice and, like, all those, like, people were in think tanks at the time that had this theory of taking over Iraq to, like, assert their influence in the Middle East. And then, like, that's true. They did... And they used that for justification. But they didn't pull off 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't orchestrate it or anything like that.
Pull off is another like term of jerking off. That'd be funny. Someone jerked off 9/11.
How about pulling off? Donald Trump did that. Like, I kind of read some headlines. It looked like
Paul,
it was a credible source. Did he actually say that thing to that military wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he said
he signed up for it. He's like, okay.
And here's the thing I fucking hate about this is he knew what he said and he knows. But it just sucks because then that just becomes political fodder.
Oh, yeah,
that is legitimate.
That's what makes 100% me so upset about
direct
it. Yeah.
Primary disrespect of the troops.
Yeah.
And the Colin Kaepernick thing. Yeah. I mean, side by side, come on.
Yep.
You like, if you hate Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee because it does disrespect the troops in America, you cannot dismiss what Donald Trump has done. I don't understand
how you
could dismiss
it. He did that before. I mean,
he's done it every
Gold Star
so
family.
Direct and brutal.
When he got before the election last year, did this to a Gold Star family.
Every day he does something fucking egregious and indefensible, and yet people still defend him. So there's no arguing with people anymore. You're either on the side of like not Donald Trump, or you are. So there's nothing. And he's gonna win again too, which is fucking like bananas to me. Because who the Democrats gonna win? Or throw.
He would have lost the election, and this is, I believe, and based off of the numbers I've seen, if minorities would have voted, he would have won, or she would have won.
And when the Democrats split the ticket with like some.
So if people actually come out and vote, if we get everybody voting that just wants him gone, and there's quite a few people that did vote for him, and while he is holding some good numbers,
there's a lot
that voted for him. Plenty of people have stopped liking Donald Trump.
If they put a good candidate,
everybody comes
fine.
Out and actually votes, I think we can get him out of office. But you have to fucking vote. And people think that their vote doesn't matter. And it's like, watch Election Day coverage.
Yeah.
You watch a map, they show you vote numbers, and then the one with the most wins. It is very direct like that. Now, it is sort of convoluted with the fucking, you know, electoral popular college, vote, yeah. Electoral college, but at the end of the day...
If you go out and vote, makes a difference.
Your vote does make a difference. Also, it's not the kind of direct difference you think it does.
If you're running for president, go to Wisconsin and Michigan. Yes.
And Pennsylvania.
Yeah, those are states you should go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you should visit people. See, what's going to happen is they're going to run a fucking Clinton-like candidate, and then they're going to also somebody on the left side of the party, which is where they should be going anyways, because fucking those policies are universally popular across the board. People want health care. People want fucking free education. Blah, blah, blah. They're going to, somebody from the left is going to run. They're going to split the ticket, and Trump's going
to win. Like, we can't afford to do those things.
Yes, we
can. We can't just afford to do straight-up entitlement programs. What you need to do...
That's untrue.
...is you need to... You think we can afford anybody that wants to go to college and to pay for every single...
100%.
How?
I don't think people realize the disparity of wealth and the amount of money that is available in this country. There's 20 people that make more than half the fucking entire population of this country. I'm okay with them taxing them a little bit fucking higher.
That still wouldn't pay for the entire rest of the country.
Right, but you know, also, you don't have to do it with every school. You just have to make...
You would need massive amounts of money to pull both those things off.
And we spend massive amounts... Right, but we spend massive amounts of money on our military that we could reallocate.
And some of it, but I still don't think enough to pay for everybody to go to college and everybody to have 100% health coverage.
100%, that is... incorrect, because, and I will explain to you why it is, because we pay the trillions in healthcare and whatever we do already, right? Of that, say it's 2 trillion, I don't know what it is. 600 million goes, or 600 billion goes to Medicaid, 600 billion goes to Medicare, and then the VA. The remaining trillion, we're giving to insurance companies to fund. So we're already paying for it. Mm-hmm. So we already allocated that money.
Insurance companies in America are—they're
just paper pushers. They don't do anything.
They make that's what they do. They just make a fuck ton of money. They're making so much money. The pharmacy, the system's so broken in America that it has to almost be torn down.
Well, the real issue is that you can't have doctors charging what they charge.
Absolutely.
You have to check the price tag. You don't want to just give everybody health care. That's not the root of the problem.
But
giving everybody health
things.
Insurance. Yeah. Is bullshit, and you can't afford to do that. You have to go to doctors, and you have to say that you can't charge fucking $55 for an ibuprofen, motherfuckers.
You can do
that. You cannot do that. This is illegal. This should not be treated as a free market thing, because you literally have every single one of your customers by the balls. It is literally 100%. Life or death,
100%.
And you have no choice. And you do not give them an itemized list. You cannot show them what each thing fucking costs.
Right.
You just,
that's
at the
exactly
end of the day, here's your bill. We charge you what we charge you.
Do you know who does that? The ADA or whatever. It's like there's an arbitrary council that when they were writing the Medicaid laws, or a group of lobbyists of like a small group of doctors, and they're the ones that recommend the prices that because it's all billed against Medicare or Medicaid or whatever. They're the ones that set those prices and arbitrarily just fucking made it up.
And they are extorting.
They are.
Us, the consumer.
Extortion.
I saw it on that Adam Ruins Everything, where they're talking about how, you know, the insurance companies went to the doctors and they're like, well, we're sending you people, so we want this much of a discount. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we can't give you that. And then he's like, how about we just raise the prices a bunch and say that we gave you a discount for the same amount of money?
Yeah.
Or less. And they're like, yeah, it's cool.
No. That's ridiculous.
And that's why everything costs a fuck ton of money. I mean, Ambulance Friday is $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000.
No, it's like $3,000.
It was about $1,000 it was about $800 back in 2007 when I got one.
And you don't even get to rate it.
Recently.
Like, you can't rate an ambulance ride. It's not Uber.
He kept talking to me.
It was like a 3-mile ride. They just sat with me going, you okay? I was like, yeah, because I cut my hand open. That was it. It was a 3-mile ride, and they get $700. You really can look me in the eye. How are doctors able to look their patients in the eye and treat them and, like, actually speak to them while going, this is just going to cost you everything? Mm-hmm. How does that not go through the back of your mind as a doctor?
I would think that it would. You just,
but they don't give a fuck?
Nah. You just, like, have to fucking... stifle that. I'm sure there are some.
Well, that's why
doctors that want,
they try and do that health savings account
thing. Medical
fuck that.
Yeah, health savings things is fucking stupid. You know,
it's
what
so
I mean?
Horrible.
It's like, oh, you have to pay out of pocket essentially that money that you could have
just
been
just
saving
money,
for anything else.
Yeah, it's just.
I don't know. Fuck, just fuck this fuck this world, man.
There you go.
Fuck it all. All
right, who's your pick for this week?
Whoever's playing Delaney Walker. Like, he's going to fucking go off.
Yeah.
I have him in our week, so...
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't want to pick Delanie Walker because I'm playing you. I will pick DeMarco Murray because he's going to go off.
All right. DeMarco Murray, I mean, okay. So we're just naming anybody, not like a...
That's our pick. Our
sleeper. Yeah, whoever...
Well, I guess it's not really a sleeper.
Sleeper, yeah. Yes, whatever. My sleeper's going to be... I don't know, fucking... Cameron Brate's going to score 40 points. I don't like to make bad predictions.
Well, I don't know. Look at my teams. Who do I believe in?
Brandon McManus is going to set a record for the longest field goal in the history of field goals.
Let's go with David Njoku.
David Njoku.
Look at David Njoku. I'm starting this
He's
week.
Looking
I was hoping
right.
to have him have Me a big too. Week last week.
Did you start him last week, too? He got me 0 points.
He got 1 point.
I think he will have 7 points at least this week.
He's a big motherfucker, man.
He's fast.
Mm-hmm. You just got to get him the ball.
Yeah, well, can only go up, Browns fans, right?
Yep.
All right, we did an hour and a half.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Sorry for getting a little political there, Fantasy Boys fans, but...
Suck it.
Yeah.
You take what we give you, you motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take what we give
you're
you.
You're pigs. We're going to give you slop. At Fantasy Boys Pod, at Party All The Ryan, at I Am Brian Kenny, at Bill Squire.
Go Browns.
God bless Cleveland.
Go Cavs.
Bye.
I got some LeBrons.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode was sponsored by We Feed Raw. Feeding dogs real food should not feel complicated. With We Feed Raw, it doesn't. Complete and balanced raw meals are customized for each dog's size, age, and activity level. Then delivered right to the door. Just thaw, serve, and feed. No prep, no guesswork, no trying to figure out portions alone. Inside every meal is the highest quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, and premium nutrition designed to support better digestion, healthier skin and coats, and lasting energy. Real food, made practical for real life. Visit WeFeedRaw.com to get started and see today's best offer.